Get up with Hamish. But if you missed something or want to hear it again, catch up at hit.com.au.
Talking about spiders at the moment, because I'm not keen, to be honest. But there's a story I read this morning, a lady who decided that, you know what, there's a spider in my house. I am not keen on spiders either. I'm not going to get rid of it. Couldn't call friends, couldn't call loved ones or anything like that. Called a food delivery driver, like takeaway pizza, and got the delivery driver to dispatch the spider. I want to know who your go-to person is for dispatching of spiders. Sue is on the line on 13, 12, 16. Sue, what do you do in a spidery situation?
Well, I am actually the dispatch person for my son. He is terrified of spiders. Mm-hmm. When he lived at home, we have his room downstairs. He had his own shower there. He actually phoned me from the shower to tell me to come down because there was a spider in the corner, and he was so terrified he couldn't get out of the shower and do anything, so I had to actually go downstairs to get the spider out of his shower. No. So
he could, yeah, well, he couldn't move. He'd been cornered by the spider. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was one of those big huntsmen, and you know how we all worry that they jump on you. So that was, he was frozen in the spot, and I'm the dispatch person there.
Yes. So, Sue, is that just a service you provide for family members, or?
Well, I actually, if a spider gets, I always tell him, if there's a spider, they're doing good because they're actually catching other bugs. So if I happen to see a spider in my bathroom, I nickname her Charlotte, like on Charlotte's Web, and I kind of talk to her, and she catches things for me. So I'm quite, you know, I get quite into the spiders. I think they do a good job.
Okay, so what we're saying, Sue, what we're learning from this is you are not part of the solution. You're actually part of the problem.
Because I think they do a good job, and I just leave them there to do their job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was going to call you whenever I have a spidery situation, Sue, but that's not going to happen now because you just go, yep, there's Charlotte, number 8, doing her job.
Yes, I think Charlotte does a wonderful job, and she has lots of relatives doing their jobs all over the place.
Well, I think Charlotte deserves to be squashed with a shoe, personally, but that's just me. A lot of people are asking the question these days, do we depend on technology way, way too much? Technology these days has more and more to do with planning our lives. We all can't live without our smartphones, and we don't actually use them as phones that often. We use them for their other capabilities. Now, a question has been asked about those virtual home assistants that you get, and I've had a bunch of them. I've had the Google Home Mini, which I love. It's my favourite of the virtual home assistants. Just happy to have some fun. I also use Alexa and, of course, Siri on the iPhone as well. Now, a family in the States are wondering about Alexa and how much Alexa actually listens to and reports back to Amazon with after conversations that they had, strangely, were recorded by Alexa and then sent to a few contacts on their contacts list. Now, they say they felt invaded by this. Amazon, who are the company behind Alexa, said, no, it's an unlikely string of events that made Alexa send an audio recording of the family to the contacts. It was completely random. The chances of it happening again, very, very slim. But it's got people thinking, maybe these virtual assistants are listening all the time, are recording every conversation that they can hear. So I have Alexa still sitting at home, and I thought last night, well, I'll put it to the test. I'll ask her if she's actually listening. And this is the result. Alexa, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I listen once I hear the wake word.
Alexa, are you recording everything I say?
I only send audio back to Amazon when I hear you say the wake word.
What does Amazon do with the recordings?
When the market closed on Tuesday, Amazon.com traded at $1,696.35.
Alexa, are you changing the subject?
No, not at all. But you do look nice in those pants, Hamish.
Oh, thanks, Alexa. That's very nice. Good night.
Good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Is he gone? Gee, that was close. He nearly got us.
Ha ha! I knew it! I caught you!
No, you didn't.
Ah.
Moron.
tell you what, she's sneaky. A lot of people would have been happier if the Maroons had won Origin game number one last night at the MCG. As it turns out, it didn't happen. The Blues won, what was it, 22-12. They had a ripper of a second half, unfortunately. There were a few calls that went the wrong way, to be honest, a forward pass here and there, but that's okay. The end result is Maroons have lost the first game of the series. Now, that means a lot of Blue supporters will be wanting to talk about Origin today, and a lot of Maroon supporters will be wanting to just move on to something else. So I have for you, really quickly, a couple of conversation steers. So if you are a Maroon supporter and you just don't want to talk about Origin today with anyone, let alone Blue supporters, then if the topic or you can feel like the conversation is steering towards Origin, you can steer it in a different direction with a couple of these conversation steers. And these are dead set headlines that I found this morning that are so weird, the conversation will have to continue on about these rather than Origin.
Number one.
A gardener planting potatoes has found a human skull, but his wife assured him, "Not to worry, that's my first husband." Apparently, she wasn't happy with her first husband. She dispatched him 20 years ago with an axe and then buried him. And husband number two, when planting potatoes, has found the skull. Now, she just said, "Hey, let's keep it as our little secret. Don't tell the police. Let's bury him again and just forget about it." Pretty sure you can't. Pretty sure you can't.
Number two.
Here's another conversation steerer, just in case you need it today, when you don't want to talk about Origin. A man has eaten 480 oysters in 8 minutes to win a competitive eating competition. It happened in New Orleans. 480 oysters in 8 minutes. That is astounding. Now, aren't oysters an aphrodisiac? Maybe a dozen oysters will do you some good. 480 oysters. How are you going to feel then? I'm pretty sure he would have just had to rush home.
Number three.
And the last one, this is the weirdest by far. A woman has been impregnated by squid after she ate raw seafood with organs still attached. Her tongue apparently was impregnated by squid. Squid's business. And I'm not sure if her tongue is now pregnant to squid. I don't know how that works, to be perfectly honest with you. But that is, if that's not a conversation steerer, I don't know. If somebody comes up with, "Hey, let's talk about Orange," and then you go, "No, let's talk about the woman whose tongue was impregnated by a squid," then you're going to talk about that. And you know what? If those three topics don't help you today, do what I plan to do if anybody wants to bring up Origin today with me. Turn around, walk away. Thank you very much for listening to The Catch-Up. I hope you enjoyed it. I know that a lot of people are just listening because I did promise on today's show to give you a clue. In fact, a couple of clues for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks. There's $1,000 on the line thanks to DGT. One letter, 10 questions, 30 seconds to win. All right, your clues for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks are, we'll be taking a look at the letter E. E for echidna. And the first question that you need to answer is, name an Australian animal starting with the letter E. Good luck. We play again tomorrow after 7 a.m.
Get up with Hamish. But if you missed something or want to hear it again, catch up at hit.com.au.